Okay, and away we go here, Monday, March the 23rd, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour, and remember that date. Monday, March the 23rd, 2020, will go down as an historic day in the history of Ohio. For the good or for the bad, we'll all make that out as time goes on, but here we are. The stay-at-home order was issued yesterday by Governor Mike DeWine and Dr. Amy Acton for the state of Ohio. It has not happened yet. It does not go into effect until 11:59 tonight. But what we have to do here is clear up some of the confusion, because when this order was issued yesterday, about 3 o'clock, a lot of confusion. People don't know exactly, should they go to work, should they not go to work, are they going to be confined to their houses, are the grocery stores going to still operate. This is not as bad as people think it is. I think people are a little confused. So as much as my tendency has been to not talk too much about this, we've got to talk about this, because in the history of Ohio, unless somebody can point to a different time, I don't think this has ever happened. I don't think this has ever happened during a war. I don't think this has ever happened during a terrorist attack. I don't think this has ever happened, period. Now, thank goodness this is not as bad as those things. We're just trying to keep a disease from spreading, because it's a viral disease, but we've got to know the facts, and that's what we're going to do. So here's the deal. I'm going to read the stay-at-home order as it reads, and then we're going to go through some questions here about what you can do and can't do after 11:59 tonight. This is important. Then we're going to have some fun this morning, because you got to have fun and you got to have conversation. But here's the deal. This is as it is right now. On Sunday, March the 22nd, under the direction of Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, Ohio Department of Health Director Dr. Amy Acton, Marion Public Health, issued a director's order to require all Ohioans to stay in their homes to prevent the further spread of COVID-19 beginning at 11:59 p.m. on Monday, March the 23rd. That's tonight. Until 11:59 p.m. on April 6th. So this order will be in place at this point through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, April the 6th. The order prohibits holding gatherings of any size and closes all non-essential businesses. Now remember this, it does not prohibit essential activities like going to the grocery store, receiving medical care, or taking your pet for a walk. Residents can return home from out of state and can leave the state. You can still leave the state, you can still come back, you can still walk your pet, you can still go to the grocery store, you can still get medical attention. It does not prohibit that. All it does is prohibit you from holding large gatherings of any size and prohibit you from all non-essential business activities. Now let's go through some of these questions one by one, just so everybody knows what page we're on. Now, when does this start? It's not in effect right now. It will start tonight, Monday, March 23rd, at 11:59 p.m. So essentially at midnight tonight, the start of Tuesday, this will go into effect. There is no order in effect right now, and there will not be one in effect today. Now, here's where the stay-at-home order applies. The director's order includes the entire state unless you work for an essential business or are doing an essential activity, you should stay home. Work from home is permitted and encouraged where possible. Okay, is this mandatory or is this just guidance? This order is mandatory to help prevent the further spread of COVID coronavirus in Ohio and protect our friends, neighbors, and vulnerable populations. Please stay at home. Now, here's some questions that I have heard and we have the answers to. Will the Ohio National Guard be enforcing this order? No, the Ohio National Guard will not be enforcing this order. No National Guard, okay? We've heard that the National Guard's been called in. No, the National Guard will not be enforcing this order. Okay, here's another thing that's important. I work in an essential service. How will the police know I'm allowed to be outside my house? Okay, listen to this very closely. A lot of questions involving the police. Here's the deal. Law enforcement officials will not stop residents who are on their way to and from work or who are out for necessities like going to the pharmacy or getting groceries or just taking a walk. People gathering in any size group may be asked to physically distance themselves or go home. Ohioans should abstain from all non-essential activities. Adhering to the order will save lives and is the responsibility of every Ohioan to do their part. We are all in this together. Okay, again, if you're going to the grocery store, if you're going to the pharmacy, if you're outside taking a walk, if you are going to your job because it's considered an essential activity, law enforcement will not pull you over. You cannot be pulled over for that. Okay? There was a lot of discussion about this yesterday. I know businesses were giving out pieces of paper to give to police officers. If you were pulled over, police officers are not going to pull you over. This is the order from the state of Ohio. No police officer is going to pull you over for being out. Now, if you're in a big group, they will ask you to break it up. But if you're driving to the grocery store or the pharmacy or to work, the police are not going to pull you over, unless maybe you're speeding or something like that. Okay, this is a big one. A lot of panic yesterday, a lot of panic this morning. Will the grocery stores be open? Yes. The grocery stores are not closing. Essential services will still be operating. Here are some things that will still be in business beside the grocery store. Grocery stores will be open. Gas stations will be open. Pharmacies will be open. Police stations, fire stations, hospitals, clinics. Garbage is still going to run. Public transportation is still going to run. And if you are on SNAP or Medicaid, those hotlines will be open. None of those are closing. And by the way, the media falls under that. We will not be closing. We will be here every morning, as will the newspaper and everybody else. Those are not closing. Grocery stores, I want to say it again. Grocery stores are not closing. You do not need to go to the grocery store and try to buy everything on the shelf. They're not closing. And you're not going to be pulled over if you try to go to the grocery store. Okay? So everybody calm down. If you need to get medical care during this time, call your doctor. You're still allowed to go to doctor's appointments. You're still allowed to go to the hospital. Okay, now this is a big one. What if I still have to go to work? Unless your work is an essential function, such as a grocery store clerk, healthcare provider, first responder, you should stay home. If you have been designated essential by your employer, you should continue to go to work and practice social distancing. If you are experiencing symptoms or are currently in isolation, you should stay at home and follow the guidelines provided by your physician. So if you are already considered an essential service by this order, such as a healthcare provider, grocery store clerk, somebody in the media, first responder, you're fine. Continue to go to work, but continue to do what we've all been doing. Stand 6 feet apart, wash your hands with soap and water, do what needs to be done. But nobody from the law enforcement world is going to pull you over. If your business has not been considered essential, talk to them. Figure out what their plan is. What if my business should be closed, but I'm still being asked to operate? Essential businesses will remain open during the stay-at-home order to provide services that are vital to the lives of Ohioans. Those businesses include, but are not limited to, pharmacies, certain government offices, restaurants, providing takeout meals. By the way, the restaurants are still going to be open. If you work for an essential business, you should continue to practice social distancing and should stay at home outside of work hours. So go to work and then go home if you work in an essential service. If you believe your business is non-essential but are still being asked to show up for work, you may discuss this with your employer. Don't call the police. Don't call the government. If you think your work is necessary, talk with your employer. Don't talk with the police officers. Can I order food and groceries? Yes. Grocery delivery will be available. Takeout will still be available. The restaurants are not closing. The grocery stores are not closing. Will public transportation still be available? Yes. It should be only used for essential use, which is going to the grocery store or getting food or going to the doctor. But it will be there. But when possible, drive yourself because of the social distancing. Will roads in Ohio be closed? No. No roads will be closed. Roads will be open. Let's see. Can I take a flight out of the state? Planes and any other form of travel should only be used for essential purposes. So yes, you can take a plane out of the state, but you should only do this if it's essential at this point. What if my home is not a safe environment? If it is not safe to remain in your home, you are able and urged to find another safe public place to stay during this order. You may call the domestic violence hotline, 1-800-934-9840, or contact law enforcement. If you feel you're not safe, for whatever reason, and it could be domestic violence, the number 1-800-934-9840, or call local law enforcement if you do not want to be home during this particular time. Can I visit friends and family? For your safety, as well as for the safety of those in your community, you should remain at home to help fight the spread of COVID-19. However, you may travel to care for elderly, minors, dependents, persons with disabilities, or other vulnerable persons. If possible, it is recommended that you drop off supplies, food, and medication to those relatives in need of assistance, but minimize interaction. Again, distance yourself 6 feet. We're still in that. That's an important thing to know. A lot of people talking about their pets. What about my pet? You still can walk your dog and seek medical care for a pet if they require it. Again, social distancing, 6 feet apart. But you can still walk your dog. You can still seek medical care if the dog gets sick. Does the stay-at-home order mean I can't take my kids to the park? Families will still be able to go outside, including to parks and outdoor spaces that remain open, and take a walk, run, bike ride. But again, social distancing. Always remember that. Now, playgrounds are closed because they're considered a high-risk place for contamination. So no playgrounds, but you can still go to the parks. You can still take walks. You can still do all of those things. Okay? Can I leave out home to exercise? Well, all the exercise places are closed, but you can still go outside and exercise. You can run, you can walk, it's perfectly acceptable, but you can't go to the gym. But you can do all those other things, run, walk in your neighborhood, you can still do that. That it's not illegal to be outside during this time. Can I pick up meals being provided by my child's school? Yes, many districts are continuing to support students by providing breakfast and lunch in non-congregate settings. That's going to go on. The meals are still going to be delivered. You can still go out and pick them up. That's food. Anything involving food, grocery stores, carryouts, school food, you can still do all that. There is no block against any of that. Here's a big one. Can I still go do laundry if you do not have laundry facilities in your house? Yes. Laundromats, dry cleaners, and laundry service providers are considered essential businesses that will remain open. You can still go do your laundry. But, again, they are considered a place where you should practice the social distancing. So, basically, here's the point. What's changing is that if you are not an essential business, stay home. But you can go to the grocery store. You can go get carry-out food. You can go walk your dog. You can go walk around the block. You can call people on the phone. You can do whatever needs to be done. Just keep practicing the same things that we've been doing, 6 feet apart. The police are not going to pull you over if you're going to the grocery store. The police are not going to pull you over if you're going to get carry-out food. The police are not going to pull you over if you're going to work and you're an essential service. So I know orders came out yesterday to carry around papers to give to police officers if you were going to work. That's not happening, okay? Just those are the things we need to understand. So I felt it important to go through that because we've never been through this. We don't know what it means. And by the way, if you look up the order, media is covered under this. Now, we are not going to keep office hours here. There is no more picking up prizes or anything like that right now after 11:59 tonight. But we will be open. Now, people who want to do their shows can continue to do their shows. If you don't feel comfortable doing your show right now, that's fine too. But we will remain open because we are a news service and we are considered an essential service. So turn on your radio every morning. I will be here. We're still going to go on and we will have guests. We will just practice social distancing. We will have guests call in on the phone. We will do the 6 feet apart thing. We will wash our hands and we will do what the state is asking us to do. So that is the deal. Understand, it is a big deal that this is happening, but also understand, you're not confined to your home to the degree that you can't go to the grocery store. You can. Grocery stores aren't closing. I can tell you firsthand, the grocery stores are not closing, okay? The restaurants are not closing. If you have a family member who works at those places, they're still going to work. The pharmacies are not closing. You can still get your medicine. The media is not closing. We will still be here to give you information. Okay? Just understand that. And the police are not going to pull you over. I think that's very important. If you have to go to the doctors, if you have to go to the hospital, do it. You can still do that. Roads are not closing. It's not the end of the world. I know it sounds big, and it is big. It is historic. This has never happened before, but it's not what you think it is. There's not going to be an armed guard at the end of every street. The Ohio National Guard is not being called in, okay? So just stay at home when you should. That's the point. Don't go out unless you have to. If you have to go to work, then go home. If you have to go out and get a meal, go home and then go back home. Or go get the meal and go back home. If you have to go to the grocery store, go to the grocery store, then go home. Nothing is closing during this two-week period, okay? And it's going to go through April 6th. We do have an end site here. And if everybody does what they need to do, this will probably end at this point. Do want to let everybody know, I'm being informed by James Anderson here by the Tallgrass, from the Tallgrass Trail, that the Tallgrass Trail will be closed. Playground today. Okay? But the parks will still be opened, but the playgrounds are closed. Okay? Starting, again, the parks are still open. You can go to the park. You know, people are going to have to get out during this. We're going to have some nice weather as the week goes on. By the middle of the week, we're going to have some nice weather. We're in spring now. People can still go to the park. People can still walk around. They can still walk their pet. You can still go on your walk every night or your run if you want to. Just practice social distancing. But the Tallgrass Trail is going to be open. Okay, go there. If you've never been there, go there. Walk around. It'll be open. You just can't go on the playground because there are things like, I'm not saying there, but playgrounds have things like monkey bars, things that could have, you know, illness transmission. So no playgrounds, but parks are still going to be open. No parks are closing. There you go. That's the deal. Now, if anybody has any questions, give me a call. 740-383-9944. 33 minutes past the hour. You got to understand, it's not as bad as you think. It's bad. We don't want to treat it like it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. And if you can be home, go home. Don't loiter around. But you can still go to work if your employer is essential. You can still go get food if you want to from a restaurant, carry out. You can still go to the grocery store. Just relax. The cops are not going to pull you over. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Well said.
Okay, well, I hope people understand now exactly what this is, because everybody yesterday thought the world was coming to an end, thought you weren't going to be able to leave your house, and that's just not the case.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't read, they read into it way too much, and they got to read the facts before they start going off the deep end. That's for sure.
Well, the big one was I saw businesses yesterday that are going to stay open passing out notes to give to police officers if they're pulled over. You're not going to be pulled over.
That's how will an officer know where you're going anyway? I mean, they don't have to hide to pull everybody over.
Well, no, and that's common. That's what I didn't understand. I didn't get it.
Yeah. I think our officers have plenty of other resources to take care of. They worry about who's going where. Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you are having a big gathering and an officer happens to see it, they're going to tell you to break it up.
Absolutely.
But that's about it.
Absolutely. You know, let's just all use common sense here and all work together. And, you know, and don't blow everything out of proportion. And just work, like you said, I like the word you use, calm down and relax. And, you know, it's just something that the government is trying to get in control of, you know, the spreading any further. So, I mean, yes, just follow the orders. If you don't have to be out, stay indoors. If you have to go, go and go back, like you just said. So, I mean, it's simple as that.
Well, here's the thing. It's a fine line right now because obviously this is a big deal because this has never happened. So, yes, if you can stay home, if you don't have to go to the grocery store, if you don't have to go to work, if you don't have to go get carry-out food, stay home. Stay in your house. That's the point of this. But you've got to understand that there are people who still have to go to work, like firemen, police officers, people who work in grocery stores, people who work at restaurants, people who work in the media. We all still have to go to work. We're not going to be pulled over for going to work. You're not going to be pulled over for going to the grocery store. But also, don't drive around in circles. Get your groceries and get in your car and go back home.
Absolutely. You know, this is not rocket science here. And, you know, just follow the rules and don't make a big deal about everything. I mean, yes, there's always going to be rotten apples out in the world because that's just the way the world goes. But you know what? We'll handle those rotten apples. But just relax and do the best you can. Tell your friends and neighbors, you know, if they need help or whatever. You know, go grab their food for them.
When you can,
they don't have to. You know what I mean?
And by the way, you can do that too. You know, if you have an elderly relative, if you have somebody who's got a compromised immune system, you can go to their house and drop off the food. That's not illegal either. You can go out and walk in your own neighborhood. You can go walk your dog. If you have to go to the doctor, you can do it. Nobody's going to pull you over. It's not like that.
Right. So somebody asked you if the National Guard was coming in?
Well, yeah, because they think, of course, the police officers are not going to have the ability to pull everybody over. Well, they're not, because they're not going to be pulling everybody over.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, seriously, yes, we all know this is new, and you know, see, it's just another way of trying to. It's just like a snow, like a blizzard. They're just letting people know, stay home. It's like a level 3, just like a snow emergency. If you have to go, go. If you don't, stay home.
Well, and the thing of it is, I heard yesterday in the grocery store, because as soon as it happened, it got busy, you know, that people weren't going to be able to go to the grocery store. Of course you are. Of course you're going to be able to go to restaurants. The grocery stores are not closing. I can give you firsthand knowledge. They're not closing.
Absolutely. Of course, you gotta have food to stay alive and be healthy. And but I found one thing interesting that you said this morning. Somebody asked you why the streets were closing.
Well, yeah, because everybody thinks the state is shutting down, and it's not.
Wow. Why were the streets closed? I don't understand.
Well, I think the idea is if we shut down busy streets, that would, you know, people would not be allowed to go outside, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
It's, I really don't know what the theory behind that was, but that was a big question.
Oh. But the, you know, it definitely just everybody needs to work together, calm down, and relax. I know this is all new to everybody. Like you said, this is a new history that's going to go down in the books that Ohio, you know, is what Ohio's going through. But just picture that it's, you know, 6 feet of snow out there, and you know, we're on a level 3. It's just the same thing. If you have to go, go. If you don't, stay home.
Well, and we've made, you know, the media is allowed to operate. So we're not going away, and... But, you know, we're not going to keep office hours. Don't come try to pick up any prizes. Don't come to the office unless you work here, because that's the rules, you know. So the deal is, if you do a show on this station, if you feel comfortable coming in and doing it, fine. You're allowed to do that. That's part of the rule. If you don't feel comfortable, you can stay home. Nobody's going to stop you from staying home. But we are going to be here. Well, I'm going to be here every morning.
Right. Because that follows, media falls underneath that category.
Right, because this is important. We've got to tell people, and by the way, any public official, any police officer, anybody listening, you have access to these airwaves. The phone lines are open, or you can come in. We will be doing that service through this being over, and who knows when that's going to be. Now, the stay-at-home order is supposed to be April 6th, but who knows? I don't know what will happen between now and then. But, you know, if we can get the sheriff in here, we might. The mayor will be on tomorrow. I can tell you that. The mayor will be on tomorrow. We will be here tomorrow morning. The mayor will be on. I guarantee it.
But maybe he can straighten things out in Marion County. And relax the people that are overboard right now. And, you know, I just wanted to mention to people that, you know, let's not make a motion out of, you know, don't call the health department if you see something, or call the police department, tie up the phone lines. Just relax and you know, let the officers and all the health department and everybody do their job.
Well, that was a big problem yesterday. People were calling, yeah. I know the sheriff's station, and asking all these questions, and I understand your questions, but that's not the proper place to go to ask them. You need to call the hotline. There is a coronavirus hotline. Call that.
Absolutely. Don't tie up the resource line when we have actual emergencies going on that they need to take care of, because that's just tying up the lines, and you know, and that's like... you know, somebody really needs emergency, that's like really hurting them, you know what I mean? So we need to make sure we keep the phone lines open for emergencies only, not dumb. I mean, I usually say it's not a dumb question, because no, I mean, most of these questions are not dumb. It's just people are worried because it's never happened, and I understand that. But just, you know, like you say, call the hotline if you have any questions on this coronavirus stuff.
Right, and again, it does not go into... People thought it was going into effect yesterday. It does not go into effect until 11:59 tonight. So this entire day, we are not under it. You've got to understand, this Monday, we are not under it. So continue doing what you've been doing today, but just understand tomorrow that you need to stay home if you need to stay home. And that will change for a lot of businesses that have not been doing that if you're considered non-essential. So that's the deal. But again, non-essential is not the grocery store, is not the restaurants, is not the media, is not the fire department, is not the police station. The garbage, your garbage is still going to be picked up. Pharmacies, you know, none of this stuff's going to stop.
But people need to realize what that is. It's mostly just for emergency stuff. Like, you know, of course you got to have your garbage picked up because you don't want to have your garbage laying around and you know, all that. And then, you know, of course the hospitals, if you have emergencies, going to be open. And so it's mostly just emergency. If you're making medical equipment or whatever, yes, we got to have that. We can't run out of medical equipment. You know, so
and I like this part, too. If you think your business is non-essential, don't call the police station. Talk to your boss, because the businesses are going to get in trouble for this, okay? Now, I will say that. If you are running a non-essential business in Ohio under this, and your boss tells you to keep on coming, now they might face some consequence.
Yeah.
If they don't fall under the order.
I mean, not you. It'll go against the company itself, probably.
Right, right. They're going to ask that company, why are you still open? We told you non-essential businesses should not be open. And when you have Honda shutting down, you know, a lot of companies are going to have to say, hey, wait a second, am I considered essential?
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, just call your company up. I'm sure they know the rules. They get emails from the, you know, state of Ohio. I mean, just like you said, call them up and say, hey, do I have to report to work? And they'll say yes or no or whatever, and they'll work things out. I mean, people's got to realize this is all new to everybody. This has not really happened. So all these companies, they're confused as well. So just bear with your employer, because your employer is just the same boat as you guys are. Because they've never been through this either. So,
and they'll figure it out today.
This is all new to employers.
I think one of the problems with this was, unfortunately, it came down on a Sunday. Usually a Sunday is not a business when a day when a lot of businesses are in. The management usually is not in on the weekend. So I'm sure a lot of businesses will be holding meetings this morning. This hasn't even been 24 hours yet to see what they can do, because at 11, that's why he gave everybody a day to get their stuff together.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we'll figure it out today for a lot of people. But, you know, there are non-essential businesses. They're mapped out pretty specifically. They are the grocery stores. They are the first responders. They are the hospitals. They are the restaurants. They are the media. But outside of that, you know, not really.
Yeah, people just realize we're not the only state going to doing this. I mean, California's already been shut down. New York, Nevada, Chicago, you know, we're not the only state that is. I think Tennessee's probably going to be shut down as well. So, you know, we're not the only state that is doing this. There's a lot of states that it's probably going to go across the board. That's the only way we could probably stop this from spreading if it goes to all 50 states. So, you know, let's all work together and try to stop this from spreading, to make it a more than it already has.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the whole point. Just keep, you know, 6 feet away from people. And by the way, this is something important, too. You know, everybody wants to go out and buy the hand sanitizer, and everybody wants to do that. The Tracy Kinsler from the health department and some other people have issued statements telling everybody that's not, I mean, yes, if you can get it, do it, but that's not the most effective way. It's soap and water, good old soap and water. That's the best way to... It's not the hand sanitizers.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that, was it Purell?
Purell?
What is it? Yeah, Purell, yeah. They released a statement a while back ago. I saw on Facebook that people misled their theory.
Right. I mean, if you have them, yeah, you can use them, and yeah, they'll work to some degree. But the number one way now to not get this is 6 feet away from people and use soap and water. Now, again, in the grocery store, you're not going to stay 6 feet away from people. It's just not going to happen. But soap and water your hands, and it. People kind of have to cough on you or really get up on you, and hopefully that ain't going to happen at the grocery store.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So, you know, just, like I said, just like let's just all work together, use common sense, and, you know, don't do stupid things. Just follow the government orders, and everybody should be fine.
Yeah, and you know what? Some carry-out businesses will close, but I can guarantee you McDonald's is going to stay open. Every fast food place is going to stay open. Why wouldn't they? You can still go out and get your mocha latte. You can still go out and get your Big Mac. You can still do this. That is not what this is. You can still do that, and no police officer is going to pull you over for it.
Absolutely. You know, it's just a precaution that they're putting in place to try to stop this from spreading any more than it already has. You know, I think our government's doing a heck of a good job, and to try to stop this from spreading, because our numbers, if we never did what he done, I think our numbers would be higher than it actually has. So I think we are doing the best we can, but we all have to work together with the government to make it happen. If you're not working together with the government, then it ain't going to happen. But we all have to work with the government to make this happen. So just follow the orders and pay attention to what's going on.
Well, I think it's an important thing to do. And you know, the only thing at this particular point is that, you know, I wonder if we're talking about it as much as it's a tough line right now, because you don't want to talk about it all the time, because it does scare people and it is worrisome. But this was an important morning, and it was an important morning to say these are what the rules are going to be after 11:59 tonight. Now, we've done that, thank goodness, and
absolutely,
I hope people get the point of what it is. We've spent 49 minutes now doing it and answering these questions. So beyond that, what else is new?
You know, happy days. Happy days should be coming up soon, folks, around the corner. You know, warm weather is coming. Summer is coming around the corner as fast as we can go. Because here lately, it seems like spring comes and goes pretty fast. Of course, I like spring because it's, you know, cool weather. And it's not really hot, you know, it's like nice weather, but it's still sunny out. And then, so I like spring because, like I said, it's not that hot out, and you know I don't like really when it's really really hot. I don't like it when it's really cold either, so I like it in between. But so, you know, we have some good days around the corner coming up. Just try to focus on that.
Well, we certainly are in spring now, which is kind of nice, and I think that's a positive. And I think it will be it's going to be an interesting spring with everything going on, but you know what? Enjoy the weather. It's going to be nice by the end of the week. Go out and walk. Go to the park. You can still go to the park, by the way. There are things you can still do here that are okay.
And if you have Netflix or whatever, there's a lot of good new shows that they're putting up on Netflix. Hulu. What else?
Just nothing with vampires. I don't know why people watch those vampire shows. I don't understand that. What is it with the vampires?
You don't like vampire movies?
No, I don't understand those vampire movies. Vampire Diaries, and all of a sudden everybody loves a vampire. Vampires falling in love. I don't know what that is.
I think it's coming back. When I was growing up, vampire movies were good. And remember, do you notice they died out for a while? What was that TV show that was on for a while with Buffy the, I think it was called Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something. That was on for a long time when I was growing up. And then it went away. Then now they're bringing them all back again. It's weird how we go through phases, isn't it?
Well, it is weird. You know, I go through phases here at the radio station. Some mornings, people will bring me a large Diet Coke and some breakfast, you know, eggs and sausage from McDonald's. And some mornings they don't. So apparently I'm in phases too.
Well, who was that this morning?
Well, I don't want to bring up any names at this particular point. But it would have been nice had somebody done that. You know, it's like it's an interesting morning.
Oh yes, it would have been, wouldn't it?
It would have been.
You know what it is? It's one of those phases, like you said.
You know what's interesting? I had a conversation last week because I think about Abby and Michelle when I talk about this, because you know, sometimes they'll do that for me. They're nice girls like that, and
they are nice. And we're going to be taking a road trip here.
We're going to be taking a road trip very soon, and there was a thing about me calling them, because I about said, well, the girls haven't showed up this morning yet, but you never know. Because I don't have a guest in the next hour. But somebody told me I should not call them girls. I think it was Glenn Coble who said I should not call them girls. That but they said girls was okay. I think, you know, they're middle-aged women, but I think it's nice when I call them girls. I think that youngs them up.
Oh, he wants you to call them women?
I guess.
Or call them by their name.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't say, I guess you could say Abby and Michelle all the time, but that would be a little difficult. But I don't know. I think it's okay to call them girls.
Speaking of all this coming on, now the Root Beer Center, are they staying open?
Yes, I believe so. But the last I knew.
I love the Root Beer Center.
I might go to the Root Beer Stand during this, because, you know, that's a place where you can social distance, you know, stay outside in your car, and do whatever needs to be done.
Absolutely. They have delicious food. Delicious food.
Now, what's your favorite?
Bacon cheeseburger. You know, I did not get a root beer float last time, but I am going, next time I go there, I am going to get a root beer float. I just got a regular root beer last time, but usually I get a bacon cheeseburger with fries.
Cheeseburger with fries?
Yeah.
So you don't go with any of the typical stuff. You don't go with...
I have over the years, but I just like a good old bacon cheeseburger.
Good old bacon. So you don't go with, like, the shredded chicken or the foot-long coney?
Oh, I like the shredded chicken, yeah. Maybe next time I'll go there. I'll probably get the shredded chicken. I had their shredded chicken. Really good.
I think I had the shredded chicken the first night they were open. I enjoyed that. That was good stuff. I like a good shredded chicken sandwich, but it's not something I make at home because I'm the only one there, and I don't do a big, you know, crock pot full of shredded chicken sandwiches, so it's nice to be able to get those out at restaurants.
I think you can freeze that, can't you?
I don't know.
After you cook it all up in a crock pot, you just, like, freeze some of it and eat it later?
I'm antsy about freezing stuff. I don't know. I don't know why I'm antsy about that, but I am.
Are you really?
A little bit. I know, with the meat,
so
I understand.
Like freezer burn or whatever?
Well, it's not so much freezer burn. I just know there's a certain shelf life to certain kinds of food, and I also think it kind of tastes different. Leftovers are okay. Oh, by the way, I thought it was interesting. Did people see the story that the biggest order in Donato's history was placed this past weekend by Kroger, 12,000 pizzas?
Really?
12,000 pizzas. Donato's, did I say Domino's? Donato's said it was the biggest order in the 58-year history of that company.
Wow. Now, was that all Kroger? That's the state of Ohio then, right? That's
Ohio.
Yeah.
12,000 pizzas they ordered for all their employees on Saturday, and Donato's said it was the biggest order in the history, 58-year history of Donato's.
Wow. That's crazy.
So looking,
I'm crazy but good.
Looking toward, you know, happy stories, there was one.
That's really good.
I know
you should have Gene. You should have Gene on the radio sometime and interview her.
Well, you know, I think after this is all done, I think we'll get back to a normal type of show. I don't know what I don't know how this is going to play out over the next weeks. I don't know how much we will need to talk about what's going on. I think it'll be day to day. You know, I don't know. I don't really know. I just know that we've got to have some fun in these programs, and we've got to talk about other things because it's a relief to people. We've got to get the news out. We got to start with the news, and we're going to do that. And anytime we have any news, which, by the way, You know, we get the press releases, so we will give that, and then we will try to go into something a little bit lighter so that we're not constantly beating people over the head with this, because I don't think they need that.
Absolutely. You know, I heard you mention the Tall Grass Trail. You know, I have never been out there yet. It's been on my bucket list to go out there to walk around the park and see all the different birds and different animals and stuff like that. So I have to make it out there still myself. And also, is another thing, I have not made it to the Cover Bridge either before. I heard that that's a pretty interesting thing to see in person.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a neat thing because I knew the man who that's named after, the Cecil Ayler Covered Bridge. And for years, he used to call in the water statistics, the rainfall, into the radio station every morning. He was a good man. I like Cecil Ayler.
Anyway, so that's those two pieces of if you ever want to go out and about, if you want to, you know, want to relax, just go see those two things.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are things you can do that are not going to be in big groups. Do them.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a different thing. And like I say, I don't believe this ever happened during any war. I don't believe this ever happened during any terrorist attack. But then also understand it's not that kind of a situation right now. It's just we're trying to stop the spread of a viral disease. That's what's going on. It's not the end of the world. We haven't quite gotten there yet. So as long as everybody relaxes a little bit, we'll be fine. And just remember, again, you're not going to be pulled over by the police if you go out to the grocery store or if you go out to a restaurant. That's not going to happen. The National Guard is not being called in. You can still walk your pet. You can still do all those. You can go out and walk around the block if you want to. If you have to go to work during this, which media and first responders and people who work in grocery stores do, you're not going to be pulled over by the police. A lot of confusion on this.
If you have a van full of people and you're heading to the town and the police need to hold, like, you know, 12 or 13 people in a van all at once, yeah, you're probably going to get pulled over and say, hey, we got to split you guys up. Because that is the rule. You got to see so many feet away. So just use common sense and follow the rules the best you can, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that huge of a deal as time goes on. The basic point of this is wash your hands with soap and water, stay 6 feet away from everybody, and when you can stay home, do stay home. That's essentially what this means. That's it.
It like you said, I know you're getting right out of time, but don't go there raid the store like people have been doing here lately. Save some stuff for everybody. We're all here together, folks. Don't go in there and hoard everything.
No.
And try to make a buck online.
The stores will stay open.
That's insane.
The stores will stay open. Well, thanks for calling in. If anything else interests you this morning, call back in, and we're going to break for news and weather. And Tracy Kinsler, by the way, is on the news report this morning talking about the one case of coronavirus that was discovered in Marion on Friday. And listen to what she says. Don't panic. Okay? That's it. We'll be back after the news and weather. Thanks.
Because Tony Curtis and Phyllis Diller and Jane Meadows and all the great guests we've had over the last 5 years. But today, make an appearance with us as a gentleman on before. He is an icon in the